Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Bertie Renner's History Corner. Today, we're talking to Vladislav Korotev, who has just published his third book, Time to Get a Watch, A History of Time-Telling Devices. He has been a watchmaker for 30 years and has been writing about watches for many years also. Welcome.
Thanks, Bertie.
So tell us about your book. What made you start writing it?
Well, it all started with just one customer. He was a bit of a clumsy man, so every 3 months or so he would come in needing this or that repair to his watch. In fact, he had several quite nice watches. One had a deer leather strap, another was a chunky sterling silver one. I wouldn't recommend getting expensive watches if you're always dropping them. Anyway, he would come in, and every time he gave me a watch to repair, he would ask questions about the history of watches. This went on to the point that I found I had to do more and more research before I saw him the following week when he would pick up his watch. Eventually, he told me to write a book.
And how long did that take you?
A few years. I started taking notes about all the things this customer and I talked about, but then I had to start organising it all. Once I had some order to it, I also realised there was a lot I didn't know. I had to contact a few other experts on 15th and 16th century watches. I also learned a lot about my own family history.
Oh, why is that?
Well, I started watchmaking after being inspired by the watches in my family. My father has this heirloom watch. It was originally his great-grandfather's and was a gift from an important politician. I knew it was important to the family, but it wasn't until I started doing more research that I understood how nice the watch was, especially for that time. At first it was hard to find information about the watch, and I realised it had been made in an era before watches were made by companies. Instead, they were made by individual watchmakers. This one was made by a very well-respected watchmaker named Peter Ivanov.
That's interesting. Tell me, what's the most interesting watch you've ever seen?
There are lots of interesting watches around, and for contemporary watches, you can get just about anything you might be interested in. Technology, design, retro games, licensed cartoons. It really depends on your interests and personality. But for me, the most interesting contemporary watch I've seen is from a Canadian company. It contains some fragments of the moon, Mars, and space, as well as 70 tiny diamonds. It's a really beautiful medley of time and space together. What about you, Bertie? What's your story with watches?
Well, to be honest, I haven't worn a watch in 5 years. I just don't feel the need anymore since I have a smartphone. I always have the time with me on my phone, and I can set alarms and reminders at whatever times I want. I can organise meetings at particular times and change the time depending on where I am in the world. I do like watch design, though. I still have somewhere a lovely silver watch with a rectangular clock face. I think you've inspired me to start wearing it again. It really is a beautiful object to wear on your wrist. I remember as a child, back in the 60s, I was always longing to be an adult with a really fancy watch, one that was given by the CEO of a company after long service as an employee, just like my father had. It didn't quite work out that way for me. But I do still think of the watch as a symbol of adulthood.
Yes, I have many customers who believe that too. I often have parents coming in to have repairs done on beautiful old watches to give us 21st birthday presents.
It's been lovely talking to you, Vladislav. Thank you for coming on Bertie Renner's History Corner.
Thanks for having me, Bertie.
I'll be back with a new instalment of History Corner on Wednesday, when I'll be talking to Erica Paloma about the spice trade.